cattle futures were up triple digits on Tuesday. USDA's Foreign Ag Service estimates China will need to increase pork imports by 33% this year to make up the deficit left by African swine fever. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of March. Cattle futures, especially feeder cattle, continued to gain on Tuesday. Some of the support likely stems from positioning ahead of the potential market impact from last week's storm, which wrought massive flooding in Nebraska and adjoining states. Live cattle futures closed an average of 59 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.43 higher. Corn futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny lower, while soybean futures closed mostly fractionally mixed to a penny lower. Wholesale beef values were higher on good to moderate demand and offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was a dollar higher Tuesday afternoon at $229.33 a hundredweight. Select was $1.25 higher at $219.46. Here are price trends from some of the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing 500 to 649 pounds sold mostly steady to $5 higher at Miles City Livestock Commission in Montana. Steers weighing 650 to 699 pounds sold steady to weak, but firm at 700 to 799 pounds. Heifers weighing 500 to 699 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. There are 2,631 head on offer. Steer calves weighing 400 to 700 pounds sold unevenly steady at Knoxville Livestock Auction in Iowa compared to 2 weeks earlier. Steers weighing 700 to 900 pounds sold $4 to $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 600 pounds sold mostly steady and then $4 higher at 600 to 800 pounds. There are 2,438 head. Finally, feeder steers sold mostly steady to $2 lower on midweights at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky. Feeder heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds sold $2 higher, but $2 lower at heavier weights. There are 1,045 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed little changed and narrowly mixed on Tuesday. Pressure included conflicting news regarding progress in U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 26 points lower. The S&P 500 closed fractionally lower, but the NASDAQ was up 9 points. China's total swine inventory will be down 13% to 374 million head by the end of the year due to African swine fever, according to a recent assessment by USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. According to analysts there, Chinese pork production will decrease by 5% to 51.4 million metric tons, with the reduced supply only slightly offset by weakened demand. In order to cover the domestic supply gap, FAS analysts say China will increase pork imports by 33% to 2 million metric tons. While U.S. pork products still face retaliatory Chinese tariffs of up to 62% and process verification requirements, those analysts say if these are removed, U.S. producers could significantly increase exports to China. Of course, they could increase as long as the U.S. remains free of African swine fever. Last week, thanks in part to detector dogs trained by USDA, roughly 1 million pounds of pork allegedly smuggled from China was seized at Newark's point of entry. While China's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Affairs has reported 115 outbreaks of African swine fever to the World Organization for Animal Health, with roughly 1 million swine culled as of March 11th, FAS analysts say it's likely that vastly underestimates the total number of outbreaks and animals culled across China. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of March. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.